100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back from your weekend.
Good morning.
How are you guys feeling around the team? Do you feel good Monday? Yeah, you look relaxed.
I had the best dinners over the weekend. I was just saying to Stephen off air, I had like a roast chook dinner on Saturday night. We got like spoiled with Chinese takeaway last night. It was so good.
Big John's still in the country. He's loving hearing that. I bet you.
He'd be like, how good are the Novos?
Oh, I know.
Unbelievable. That Ari, she sounds amazing.
I feel like that energy has, you know, transferred its way to me. I'm flying. I feel good after hearing about your Chinese.
Oh, do you?
I just excited. Maybe I'll get Chinese myself. I'm like, treat myself.
The inspiration has struck.
What's your top, like, order if you go for Chinese?
The number one thing you have to have on your plate, and this is a must, beef and black bean.
That's a good one.
Absolute must. If you're not ordering beef and black bean, you're doing your Chinese wrong.
I think I rarely get it.
What are you getting instead?
Yeah.
I like sweet and sour pork is my top.
Oh, that's a classic.
Top billing.
It's hard to argue with that, isn't it?
It is. I challenge you to argue with it.
It is pretty strong. Not as strong as beef and black bean, but I'm not, you know, I'm not ridiculing you for that order. It passes.
Good to hear.
Then chicken feet, don't forget them.
Chicken feet, kid. That's a big fat no.
It's a no from Stephen. What about you, Ari? Chicken feet lady?
maybe not the feet, but I am
other
partial.
Bits.
I've known Italian families in the past who like chicken feet soup.
Oh, yeah.
Does your Italian family do that?
No? We used to have sheep's brains.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All the good stuff. Happy Monday, everyone. And suddenly my chicken feet look good.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So yesterday I went to Sydney. My wife Emmy came with, and Molly the Whippet as well.
Little Molly.
Anyway, so...
You just chucked Molly in the car, did you? How does Molly go travelling? All right.
Oh, great. Loves it. Just sits, curls up in the front seat.
Because some dogs get real funny about being in the car.
Nah.
Molly not one of them?
Loves it. Any car.
Okay.
So one time, even, somebody was driving on the other side of the road at home. She got out the gate and just jumped in their car. Like, where are we going? Anyway, yesterday, I digress, yesterday, had to, like, add a bit of water to the car to like for the radiator or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, I fill up a bottle and I like pour some in. Oh, I need a bit more. Walk back over to like the little water tap at the petrol station.
Mm-hmm.
When I came back, I was like, where's Molly? What's going on here?
Oh no.
No, she's gotten out.
No, she ducked down and found the little packet of Schmackos and was like digging into it with her little paws trying to steal them all. So guilty.
Oh,
caught in the act.
Funny.
The first time she was sitting there, absolute princess, nothing wrong. Second trip, she's gone, this is my chance. He'll go away for longer this time. I'll get him.
She made a devious little plan to go.
Oh my God.
Just wait my turn. I will get those Schmackos.
So devious.
What's Molly's like defense mechanism when caught? Like, just go for, like, puppy dog eyes?
100%.
Or is she, like, sulk?
Puppy dog eyes and just look the other way. Like, I am guilt-free. You cannot catch me.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Now, Jackie, welcome, first of all.
Thank you.
Our first story here, a young man needed to go to the toilet and was been in a bit of trouble. What happened?
Yes, so a young man's being clocked doing 145 kilometres an hour in an 80 zone in Port Stephens. Yeah.
That is quick.
Yes.
You see the F1s on this weekend. He's gone. This is my trial.
Yeah. Yes. I could be the next Verstappen here.
So it's a 17-year-old boy was stopped by police.
17 as well.
So he's on his provisional license, P1 license, and he was clocked doing that speed. And when the police asks him why he's going so fast, he says, I'm in a hurry to get home. I've got to go to the toilet.
You know what? It's a good excuse. I think we would all be stuck in that situation at least one point, right?
No, not that fast.
Not that fast?
You cannot go that fast for any reason.
I guess you got to say something, though, don't you? Like, like they ask you why, you got to say something.
Yeah.
He's crumbled, I guess. Maybe not the best excuse. At least he's given him something, though.
Yeah, not the best excuse. Surely you'd pull over and do a bushy, like, just on the side of the road. But apparently...
Top tip.
How much we learn about you in the mornings, Jackie.
Top tip from Jackie. If you need to go, just pull over and what is it? What do you call it?
Do a bushy.
Yeah, fair. I keep a roll of bog roll in my car at all times.
Do you?
Just in case. You never know when you're
going to
need
it. When you
need to. Yeah, do a bushy.
As Jackie calls it. There you go.
Yes, and it was less than 4 kilometres from Macca's as well, so...
So there's evidence that he may not have been telling the truth, is what you're getting at.
Yes, potentially, allegedly, he may not have been telling the truth.
To be fair, though, he could have been coming from that Macca's. Up 4Ks from leaving a Macca's, you do need to go to the Duddy sometimes. Yeah. Goes through you pretty quick, that McDonald's.
Certainly does. All right, there we go.
Oh, well, he won't be on his P1 for very long.
I don't think so.
I think he might have to...
No, he has been suspended for... 6 months and then a further 3 months after that as well.
Got off lightly, I reckon.
Yeah, so do I. 145, outrageous.
Anyway, changing pace a little bit. Newer uni and others getting funding for Boost Health and of Pacific Neighbours.
Yes. So Newcastle experts are playing a crucial role in Australia's healthcare system. So to boost the healthcare of our Pacific neighbours, that includes Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands, Fiji and Vanuatu, they've injected $620 million into the University of Newcastle and Hunter New England Field Epidemiology in Action Team.
Okay, that's a mouthful. Yeah.
Someone's going on a nice cruise, I think, to go check out all these countries. What next? Vanuatu? All right.
Fiji? Sounds okay.
Yeah, Virgin Voyages or something like that. Going to all these islands.
We need funding.
We've got to go have a look and see what diseases they've got.
As a work trip. That's what I reckon.
There we go. You've heard it from Stephen. That's an exclusive, is it?
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
We head a few hours west to Perth, where we learn the story of Chad Satchel, who is a blast technician by day, adult entertainer by night.
Oh, this is a story I can get behind. Come on, what's going on?
What has he popped out of his satchel? Chad Satchel.
He's got the perfect name, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So Chad Satchel was getting ready to entertain a bunch of middle-aged mums for a 50th birthday party.
Good on him.
Classic kind of entertainment for those events, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, they've got a party bus sorted. Here we go. Get the stripper on the bus.
No.
The theme of his performance was sexy SWAT. He's a sexy SWAT man, right?
Hello. Okay.
So in the middle of Perth CBD, he's getting himself into the role, I suppose. So dressed in all black. He's got his like replica bulletproof vest on.
Okay.
Cargo pants, of course. And he's also grabbed from his cart this gel blaster. Now,
why?
Well, because he needs a like prop gun.
Oh,
as a
gun.
SWAT man.
The costume.
Yeah. He needs himself a prop gun. So he's grabbed all these bits and bobs. And I guess as a person driving by in the city, that would look pretty suspicious. Someone in all black, bulletproof vest, they're holding what looks like a gun. And you're driving pretty fast past, you know.
Just chum.
You haven't got enough time to be like, is that real or a fake gun?
Yeah, you never know.
Has that guy got his pistol out or what's going on here?
Yeah, all that kind of gear.
Is that Chad Satchel?
Sexy SWAT man Chad Satchel found himself face to face with real SWAT after several 000 calls. People have been like, this guy in the city with bulletproof vest on holding a gun. The SWAT team have come, they're dropping from their helicopters, all the bits and bobs. How's this? He's been charged with arming himself in a way that may have caused fear.
Why, that was the charge? I didn't think that was a real thing.
Yeah, what is that?
No,
so in other words, you look suspicious, so you're going to be charged?
Scared some people.
I guess it incites fear and panic, doesn't it? You know?
It's probably a charge that's reserved for if someone, say, goes to rob a convenience store with a fake gun or something like that.
Okay.
And obviously it can't be like you've armed yourself with a weapon because it's not. It's made of wood or whatever.
Yeah.
But the idea is you've tried to make those people in the shop scared.
Oh, I see.
this is such a, I guess it's a particular situation where they've been able to use that law on him.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I guess they've gone, it's cost us a lot of money to send out the SWAT team here to sort out this bloke. Potential terror threat in the CBD of Perth.
Yeah.
They've gone, we need to earn some of that money back, be reimbursed, slap him with a fine with the old arming yourself in a way that'll cause fear or whatever it was.
Chad Satchel's got to be careful where he puts his bag next time when he's doing his next show. Keep it out of view of the CBD.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
And in case you missed it, guys, the Australian Formula One Grand Prix was happening over the weekend. A bit of race car-ness.
Exactly.
Oh, summed that up well.
I'm not into supercars. Anyway, a certain cartoon character.
It's not supercars. That wound me up. Supercars, different race, exactly. Different competition.
That's why I made the joke, dude. That's why, that much I do know.
Hey, come on, Stephen.
Come on.
It's obviously stock car racing. Get around it.
Anyway, a certain cartoon character made its debut at the Grand Prix. A treat if you did watch the race. It was fantastic. So Macaulay Jones, entry number 96, the Chevy Camaro, had a SpongeBob SquarePants design car. Like, it was just, it was fully yellow, had the face on it and everything. Yeah, it was funny as. That's why I had to look into this. It's so cool.
There you go.
Well, they had the supercars going same weekend in Melbourne. As they had the F1. It was massive. It was a massive weekend
of
racing. Motorsport weekend
madness.
In Melbourne. Mm. Now, I want to ask you, as someone who is, I guess, a casual observer, Ari.
Yeah.
Were you pretty happy Ferrari came away with the Chockies as the Italian team?
Oh, well, I've got to support my homeland, so of course I was.
I was thinking that when I saw all the Italian flags flying and Ferrari came through 1-2. I thought Ari's going to be.
Gaddies?
I was like, Ari's going to be absolutely stoked. I could basically hear the La Familia from my living room.
Yes, all the way from Canberra Park to the Hamilton Chateau, you could hear the shouts of Ari, absolutely stoked with the result. There we go. Well, SpongeBob SquarePants for the win, I guess, is all we'll say. Now, though, we move into the world of celebrity gossip because...
Oh, my favourite.
Back in 2013, Liam Hemsworth dated a lady called Isa Gonzalez.
Well, that's a fancy name, isn't it?
Who?
Well, exactly. Anyway, she's done a few acting bits and bobs, but apparently she is, what she's saying is suffering from success.
Full DJ Khaled again.
Yeah, exactly. So her issue is, and this is what she said, is that she's been labelled as too hot for roles and has been overly, has basically been passed over for a bunch of different roles because she's too... In her words, too hot.
Hang on. What does that even mean, too hot? What is too hot? Nobody's too hot for anything.
That is a great question, which makes me wonder if that is in fact the case, or perhaps it is her acting ability that has locked her out of certain positions.
That'd be it.
It feels a bit like a whatever lets you sleep at night, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't got the role. Oh, yeah, of course, doll. Of course it is because you're too hot. You know, mum's let her know or whatever.
Yeah. That'd be it. They're just jealous, all that sort of stuff, right? Anyway, apparently she's even contemplated what she's called significant changes to her appearance to make herself less attractive.
Stop.
So, like, the full-on, if I put glasses on, it'll make me less attractive.
More nerdy. This is what she said, do I shave my head? Or maybe I should cover myself up all the time to make myself less hot so that I'm more likely to get leading roles.
Dahl, just chug down a couple of donuts and some thick shakes for 2 weeks. I'm sure you'll look less attractive then. Maybe that's what the answer is.
If you got, like, a lead role in a movie, it's, like, weeks on weeks, months on months of being there every day on set filming.
Mm-hmm.
If I was the director, I'd be like, I don't want to work with someone with this kind of ego.
Yeah.
That is probably the problem. If she thinks she's too hot for all these different roles, there may be an issue with ego that's getting in her way. Just saying.
UFM. The Novos.
Was a weekend to be remembered, team. honestly, it was massive. It started off with great intentions. Friday night, my partner Siobhan and I, we went to Raj's, got ourselves a curry to share, and enjoyed that down at Bar Beach. Watched the sunset. Oh, it was lovely.
So romantic.
Isn't it? What'd you get? Palak paneer?
Yeah, we got palak paneer. Also, on a side note, yeah, this is the first complaint I've ever had with Raj's. We had palak paneer. There was about two bits of paneer in there. The rest were like potato in the shape of cheese.
Yeah, nah, can't be having that.
First time I've ever had an issue. And I've had the palak paneer there multiple times before. Love it, which is why it was a go-to.
Always a high cheese to potato ratio.
Yeah, got stung this time. Uh-oh. Anyway, maybe a couple unlucky scoops. I don't know. Anyway, from there, though, the weekend transcended into absolute chaos.
Ooh.
Friday night, I thought, you know what? I'll go for a quiet couple drinks and go support Joel from 100% Live and Local Drive Home.
Sure.
Oh, his band was playing
at the Wico.
Yep.
I thought, I'll just have a quiet one and go and, you know, enjoy that. Of course, that quiet one beer turned into a quiet half dozen beers, which turned into a quiet dozen beers.
And
various clubs around Newcastle and the Hunter, you know. we ended up here, there, everywhere.
Bar-hopping bandit over here.
Yeah. But, you know, I thought Friday night would be a calm one because Saturday I'd planned as a big day. My partner Siobhan going to Sydney. I was like, I've got the house to myself.
Ooh.
Stephen's gone wild.
Exactly. So I'd planned some mid-afternoon beers, and then I had going away drinks for my friend Reese, which, of course, you know, turned into a big night as well. Sunday was the F1, which was massive, you know, and then I went to the Knights yesterday evening, which was a big... The thing, though, is I planned all these kind of events together. You know, I thought, like a kid in a candy shop.
Yeah.
I was like, how good's this? I've got the weekend to myself.
Yeah,
and I was just planning all these bits and bobs. But what you don't think about is when you plan those drinks like mid-arvo on Sunday, you don't account for the accumulative hangover that you've got from the weekend prior.
Yeah.
I feel like my eyes could eat more than my belly could. I did bite off a bit more than I could chew.
If you go on one of those payday lenders or something, interest has got to be paid at some point. You've got to pay back the money.
The worst part as well was on Sunday when I was absolutely reeling, feeling all kinds of dramas, like a kid trying to defrost the chicken 15 minutes before mum gets home from work.
Oh.
I was trying to do all the chores, get a load of washing in quickly, go to the shops, get our shopping for the week, clean up the room, make the bed,
Siobhan gets home.
No
way.
Did not get it done in time, unfortunately. Uh-oh. So, in trouble, but it was worth it. Had a fun week.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Another major thing that happened over the weekend, guys. Of course, in our backyard, Curry Curry Nostalgia Festival from Friday through till yesterday. Huge. Yep.
Went massive. Off.
It was massive. The crowds there, enormous. Especially Sunday is probably one of their best days in terms of getting patrons through the gates and whatever. But yeah, so mum and dad went yesterday. They loved it. They were there for hours. They were there for half a day. Jeez. I thought they were only going up for like half hour, but no.
Nostalgia.
Mm.
It's interesting, isn't it? Well, on Sunday they had the Shannon's car display and all that kind of stuff knocking about as well.
Dad
and markets.
Was frosting it. He loved it. Anyway, so they both came home. We were having dinner last night and then Dad goes, I know what we're doing next year. Mum goes, yep, tell her, doll. And Dad's like, we're going to get you to dress up in like the 50s, 60s kind of US style and we're gonna do a dance together, you and I, Ari. I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, we're going to do the hand jive together. We're going to do like the twist and shake. And I'm like, great. So I need 12 months to prepare for this. And he goes, yes, I'm entering us in that little dance thing.
So he's dressing up as well?
Yep.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Mum's just like, I'm going to stand on the sidelines and film it. I'm not embarrassing myself. I'll just leave that to you kids.
I like how you've gotten roped into it.
Yeah.
Not your mum.
Yeah.
Somehow she's weaseled her way out. That's very clever. Oh, well, you've got a year to prepare.
That's exactly right.
No doubt we'll follow the journey as the show, as you get better and better at
training
hand driving.
Starts now.
I reckon she's got the front foot, your mum, and gone, you know who'd love this? Ari. Quickly got on the front foot.
Got herself out of the responsibility.
Yeah, exactly.
Very clever. Over the weekend, catching up with one of my old friends that we've been friends for so long.
Nice.
And we were talking about, because at one point we lived together for a few years.
Right.
This housemate that we used to have, who for, I swear, years on end. I reckon about 2 years that he was there. All he ate was chicken and broccoli.
The whole time? Oh, it was really? One of those health nuts? Like
sort of, yeah. Okay. It was like all he knew, he would just boil up chicken and broccoli and he would just eat that the whole time.
That's so boring and bland, though.
I couldn't agree more. I used to say things like, why don't you put a bit of chili sauce on there or some salt and pepper? He'd be like, he didn't even season it. It was actually extraordinary.
Blasphemy.
I guess, you know, human beings are creatures of habit.
Yeah.
And we enjoy our creature comforts, aren't we? It boils down to it. Sometimes you just do have to go back to what you know and what you know is safe and you know that you love.
Ironically as well, his nickname was Nugget. And not a nugget, not a nugget to be seen. He was a one-food man. Lunch, he sort of skipped breakfast and then lunch, big chicken and broccoli, be all steam in there. He'd be sitting on the couch eating that, watching telly. Dinner would roll around. We'd be cooking up a lasagna or something, you know, delicious, some steaks or something.
Yep.
Oh, no. Do you want some nugget? No, I'll be right. Thanks. Scoop out his chicken and broccoli for the day, and that'd be all he ate.
These type of people wind me right up. So I have a very similar situation. One of my good friends, he doesn't, whenever we have a barbecue or a get-together or something like that, will not touch the beautiful steaks or the wings or the salads or whatever, but all he wants is just peanut butter on a bread roll. That is all he instinctively eats. All the time.
It's no way to live your life, is
it? No, I couldn't agree more.
I know there's so much, such a world of food out there, but some people are just one food bandits. That's what I want to do here. 4967-4105. I know it's a bit of a stretch, but do you know a one food bandit? Someone who basically just eats one thing. Maybe it's a friend, family member.
Might be yourself.
Well, yeah, that's possible. Yeah. Dub yourself in, or you've got a kid that's a really picky eater, right?
Well, that's a great example. My brother was really bad when he was growing up. Yeah. Pasta and cheese, that was it. But as he's gotten older, his palate's expanded, and, you know, he has, I guess, tried pasta, cheese, now a bit of salt and pepper as well. But as a kid, really, really bad.
Yeah, super picky eaters, the one food bandits. Let's go to the phone, shall we?
Let's do it.
Debbie and Raymond Terrace, who's the picky eater in your life?
My husband.
Okay, well, what's his meal of choice?
Wheaties.
Wheaties?
Wait, Wheaties is in like Wheat
like Bits? Cereal?
Yeah, the cereal.
How often do you reckon he's consuming Wheaties?
At least 5 nights a week.
5 nights? What, not breakfast, dinner?
Just dinner.
No, he doesn't eat breakfast.
Oh.
He very rarely eats lunch. And he'll just, I'll say to him, what do you want for dinner? And he goes, oh, don't worry about me, I'll just have Wheaties.
Is he like the fittest man alive? Like, that's a pretty strict diet he's got going there.
Well, you think so. You think he would be, but no. He's got a bit of a tummy on him.
Now, I've got a question for you here, Debbie. Are you, like, a really good cook, or...?
I used to be okay, but I've got to admit now, because I don't cook... I really don't cook that much anymore because there's no food.
No one to cook for.
Yeah, if you don't use it, you lose it, won't you?
Yeah, that's it. He's only eating Wheaties 5 nights a week.
Sounds like he's having Wheaties and beer.
Yeah,
get that gut going.
I think so. During the day, he might be food cheating on Debbie, I reckon.
You reckon?
Off at the pub having a schnitzel or something. How do you get a gut on one meal of Wheaties a day?
I reckon you might be onto something there, Crevo.
Just conspiracy. Conspiracy theories are real.
105.3 UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
All right, team, let's do this. This is our first game of the week. This is Lowest to Lux. Basically, a quick recap how it works. We'll give you 3 items. You've got to list them from the least expensive, of course, to then the most, your Lowest to Lux. And if you get it right, you're going to win a family pass to Oakvale. This is exciting.
Yeah, you dive into hands-on wildlife encounters, unforgettable and family fun these school holidays at Oakvale Wildlife Park.
Yeah, it's extraordinary out there, I've heard. I've never been, but I would love to go one day.
It's fantastic to experience.
All right, housekeeping out the way. Okay. Let's meet our brave and valiant contestant this morning. We head to Merriweather. Good morning, Melissa. How's things?
Good Good morning. Well, thank you.
Yeah, how are you travelling? Have a good weekend?
Very good. Very good. Very relaxed.
Yeah, nice. Well, you sound relaxed and calm, which might help you in this game. Of course, you know what you're doing here. Three items, you've got to list them from the lowest to the most expensive. Let's
Perfect.
Get into it.
You've
then.
Got this.
All right, here we go. The first item I have for you is the 2-metre, 2-in-1 summer beach umbrella and shelter from Big W at Charlestown. That's your first. Your second item, of course, is the family size packet of Doritos and Cheese Supreme from Woolies. Yes. And then your third will be the Heatmaster Enviro freestanding gas fireplace from Heating and Outdoors Store at Glendale. So just to quickly recap there, Melissa. So you've got the summer beach umbrella and shelter from Big W. You've got the family size packet of Doritos and, of course, a standing gas fireplace as well. So do you want to have a think about which one you'd like to do the most, the cheapest, sorry?
I've got this.
Oh, you've got it.
All right, hit me.
Oh, here we go. All right, take it away.
Okay, so I'll go first off, the cheapest is Doritos.
Okay.
Family pack, though. Price gouging at Woolies at the moment.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, Woolies at all kinds of drama. All right, no, okay. Well, no, let me change your mind. All right, we'll lock in Doritos.
Yep.
Then the umbrella, the beach umbrella, sorry.
Yeah.
And then the standing
fireplace.
The gas
fireplace.
Okay.
All right. Take it away. Ari is our quiz master today.
The family size packet of Doritos from Woolies is going to set you back $8.50.
$8.50 for Doritos.
They aren't cheap anymore, guys. They aren't cheap.
It's outrageous.
Melissa's now sweating in her boots.
All right. Can confirm that the beach umbrella 2-in-1 shelter as well from Big W is going to cost you $90.
Okay. Ooh. So for you to walk away with the chockies, and by that I mean a family pass to Oval Wildlife Park, Melissa, you need the standing fireplace to be more than $90.
Wow.
These things are not cheap. But I will confirm that that's going to set you back $9,420.
You've got it!
Woo!
I was just checking the maths quickly to make sure that was, in fact, higher than $90. It is. I think it is.
Congratulations. That is all yours. How are you feeling for a Monday having won that?
Very good. Thank you very much.
They'll love it. The kids will love it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Very good. See, easy as that. If you thought that was easy, you can play tomorrow.
Yeah.
Same time, same place. Here at New FM. Only local winners.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
Returning from last week is Newey back in time.
Oh, yes.
So we had like the premiere, the debut game last week while you were away, Crevo.
Yeah.
Essentially what I did was I curated a few audio grabs from the internet, bits and bobs, all from 1 year.
This is so fun.
What we'll do is play out the audio, and you got to try and guess what year they all come from, obviously, just amongst the team here. And as Ari alluded to, last week was pretty hard, and I've copped some flack. So hopefully I've made it a little bit easier for the second time around.
Thank you.
Is it Ari versus Crevo?
No, you work collaboratively.
As a team.
Yeah, to try. It's, I guess, you two versus me, I guess, versus the history books. I don't know. Just
Perfect.
A bit of fun.
Yeah.
So I've grabbed, I think it's about 30 seconds worth of audio, 5 or 6 clips or something like that.
Ooh.
We'll play it out, and then you guys have got to try and guess, and I've got some more written clues if we need them.
All right, here we go. Let's take it away.
Look, I knew in my heart that this year would be my last year. For me, it's the next big challenge, I suppose. Life after football, but it's one I'm looking forward to.
Official ceremony to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
It's the perfect 10 for Roger as he takes his 10th Grand Slam championship and his 3rd in Australia.
It's a gentleman's club, which may one day boast to having had Australia's Prime Minister through its doors.
I think any bloke realised there are a few times where they just got it wrong.
The Pasha Bulka had been trying to head out into mountainous seas, but ran aground on a popular swimming beach.
Okay.
So
I feel stressed, and if I get this wrong, I'm going to just, you know, punch myself in the face. I reckon I know what it is.
There's a couple of, like, big ones in there.
Mm.
A big year, this, you know, I guess, undisclosed year, massive year. Wait, is there any, like, clips you guys want clarification on?
Kevin Rudd in there, is it? Is that his voice?
Yeah, so that is...
Is that the one that was distorted?
Kevin Rudd? No, he was the one who was caught at a gentleman's club in the States.
That's right. Now, then the other one that... I guess... Yeah, there's some football ones I don't know at the start.
That could have been like any year of footy ever.
Okay, well, I'll tell you now that that press conference at the start is none other than Andrew Johns retiring.
That's Newcastle's greatest.
That's what I thought, but I wasn't sure about it. All right, so we've got that, the retirement. Then, of course, Kevin Rudd.
Yes.
Which puts it into the noughties, doesn't it? Straight away.
Yeah, for sure. I think what's given it away, though, and me being the local on the team, the Pash Balka.
Now, I know roughly when that was, but I actually don't think I can pinpoint a year for the Pash Balka. Do you think you can, Ari?
I think so. If I'm wrong, I'm going to be self-set.
So I'm already claiming innocence from not knowing exactly what year it is. We're in the noughties.
Okay, and a couple more hints for you.
Okay. Right.
PlayStation 3 released in Australia this year.
Doesn't help.
No.
A fellow radio, I guess, legend, John Laws, retired for the first time. That's his retirement for the first time.
Is he on his fourth time now? Retiring
like that.
What kind of... You guys want to have... Kramer, do you want to have a stab at the year first? Because Ari seems more confident than you.
Yeah, I'm thinking in and around 07.
Okay, you're thinking 2007.
I think it was 2007 too.
You guys are locking in 2007?
Okay, let's do this. Here we go. All right. For no prizes and absolutely no result other than the personal pride of winning.
Yeah.
Let's turn this thing up. I feel the stress though, nonetheless.
Well, my next, I guess, clue for you guys was that the person caught at the gentleman's club became Prime Minister for the first time later that year.
Okay.
Was, of course, Kevin 07. 2007 is correct.
We did it.
I was very nervous there because I was like, if I get the Kevin Rudd bit wrong, as if I should not remember what year was caught at a gentleman's club. That should be prime iconic memory. And for you, if you got the Pash Balka wrong,
absolutely.
You'd be disgraced as
all hypotheticals, though, because you guys got it right.
Yes, that's the main thing. 100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. So I was looking on this Lake Macquarie Locals Facebook page at the weekend. And somebody put up this post, a picture, saying council cleanups are a bit different in Cessnock. And they had like a picture of some hard rubbish next to a house.
Sure.
In and amongst said hard rubbish is what looks like an ATM that's been pulled out of a wall.
Really?
I'll Crime show you Central. Just there. That does,
unbelievable.
That does not look like that ATM has got through legal gains. However, it has since been debunked. It has since been proven to be a council cleanup in Western Sydney.
Oh.
Right, okay.
So somebody has stitched up Cessnock as a community.
It's the classic suburb bashing, isn't it?
Yeah.
643 comments and reacts. So people got straight into it.
Yeah, I bet they did.
Classic Cessnock.
Tradition as old as time, isn't it? Yeah. Our suburb's better than your suburb. Nah, 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 nah.
You've made that perfect. Oh. So, yeah, since debunked, but still pretty funny.
You know when you go on a long holiday and you got to come back home, there's a lot of life admin to be done. In the form sometimes of mail, you know, sometimes piled sky high. You know, you got like some birthday cards come in or some bills, junk mail, flyers, all that type of stuff.
And there's so much stuff. You're going to do the shop as well and put your washing on.
Lawns, everything.
That's right. So you come home to a lot of things. Well, a Canadian man has been left in shock after finding out that he, in fact, has been confirmed while he was away for such a long time as dead. The government has claimed he has died.
Right.
This seems almost farcical, doesn't it?
It just makes no sense. It's, so, I've gone for a trip maybe for a couple of months. Oh, Haven't heard anything from him. He must be dead.
So what's, there's got to be more context around this than just they've gone, oh, oopsie doopsie, he's dead.
Yeah.
Has anyone heard from Jim in a while?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen him at the shops.
Must be dead.
Body.
Oh, well, yeah. He's dead.
So it comes after, so he received a 14-page letter from the government, his Canadian government, saying that regardless of his death, an outstanding speeding fine from up to 2 years ago still needs to be paid from his estate.
What?
So basically, he hasn't paid this fine. He might have, like, slipped underneath his radar or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Gone on holidays, completely forgot about it. And they say, well, if he hasn't paid it, he must be dead. That's how they've tried to confirm
that
it.
That is crazy logic, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It could only come from a place like Canada, where everyone is so nice that they assume that, like, oh, holdy-ho, well, he would have paid his bill, and he hasn't. He must be dead. Yeah. There's no other explanation, because everyone is so kind and law-abiding in Canada.
Except this one guy, obviously. Or he must have forgotten, realistically, because he is so nice, he would have paid it.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, that's exactly right. But it doesn't matter. Like, they still want money from his estate. And that's insane.
Do debts follow you to the grave?
They must do, apparently.
No, they're not supposed to.
I don't think they do.
They're not supposed to. If you die, it's supposed to wipe them out. If your family, you're not supposed to accept. You're supposed to say that person's passed away and not accept those debts going forward.
Well, they're still they were chasing him, so.
I guess in Canada it's different. Oh, you must pay your bills. Even if you've died, you must pay your bills. Well, I'm glad he's alive is all I'm saying. Pay your bills.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
It seems as if we, as Newcastle, are in our ice bath era.
Right.
Now, what I mean by this is everywhere. I don't know if you guys are getting this as well, but the advertisements for ice baths are coming thick and fast.
How cool.
It's before, I swear, 6 months ago even, never even heard of an ice bath except for something like footy players do to, get after a game, that sort of thing. Now it seems that the ice bath at home has become almost an essential product.
It's been commercialised. It's everywhere.
Yeah, so whoever's marketed this, they have done a great job.
Yeah.
Just in the last probably week or so, I've been keeping track of the ice bath brands that have been advertised personally to me.
Okay.
So there's been the Revel ice baths, the Elite ice baths, Recover, Apollo ice baths, which I can only assume are spaceship shaped, Beyond Ice, whatever Beyond Ice is, maybe water, I don't know. And then the Dry Force ice baths, which maybe a dry ice. I really hope not, because that would sting, I think.
Yeah.
They're just everywhere. And then there's the shapes as well. Because there's these ones that are sort of, they're going for like a European look where they have like timber around the outside.
Oh, right. Yeah.
A bit fancier. And then there's this ones that are basically, like, they just got a bathtub from, like, Eagles Plumbing or something and just put, like, plugged up the hole and gone, that's an ice bath. Just put it in your yard.
It's
just
crazy, isn't it? I feel like they come in two kind of main forms I've seen. And the first is the more typical bath shape, a big bucket, essentially.
Yeah.
And the other they've got is these weird, like, curtain. It's like you're going in for, like, a spray tan or something like that. They've got the big, like, curtain set up.
Yeah.
And the inside of it looks like kind of your sunshade for your car. You know, that kind of, like, insulated type reflective material.
Yeah. I guess, like, the more common ones that I've seen, and this is, like, these are everywhere. They look like a plunge pool of some kind. So it just looks like a big tank.
Yeah.
You know, you just shove yourself in it and you sit there for a couple of minutes and hope it does magic tricks.
So that's the thing. There's all of these ones have just come out of nowhere. Suddenly they must be buying them.
Here's
an example of some of the, I guess, material that they're trying to sell you on these. So one that I keep getting advertised to is the Odin ice bath.
Right, okay.
Which I guess is some, like, nod to, like, the
Norse god. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, it is one of those European, like, timber on the outside, metal on the inside types.
Chris Hemsworth probably uses it.
There you go. Perfect. It said it is an option for ice bath lovers who want some extra luxury. Have you ever met anyone who said, oh, I love ice baths?
No.
It's something you endure, right?
Yeah, it's a chore.
Yeah, it's a chore. And then they've gotten a quote from Men's Health. How about this? Which just says, yeah, this bath is legit. which is less like endorsing quote and more, you know, we've checked it out and it is real.
Do you guys feel that this is, I guess, a more expensive, more well-marketed version of, like, the power bands from, like, the early 2000s or, like, 2010s? Yeah. Everyone was wearing those power bands. Increased blood flow and balance and performance ability. All these bits and bobs. It was just a little bit of rubber you put around your wrist.
It was a thicker rubber band. Now they've exactly that. They've gone, people love health. How can we sting them for thousands? We'll sell them a bath and tell them you can put your own ice in it. Oh, genius. I've got a bath at home already.
And the plug and the servo sells bags of ice for $5.
Yeah, just go down there, get a bag of Bluebell and throw it in the bath. Job's a good one.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
And Jackie mentioned it in the bulletin there. Of course, you're 100% live and local news update. Mm-hmm. But the Knights victorious for their first win of the season yesterday evening. Woo! Donald Jones against the Storm.
Go Newcastle.
Now, I was in attendance in the crowd.
Yep.
And Newcastle, they just can't do it the easy way, can they?
What do you mean?
Like, up 14-0 half-time, 5 minutes to go in the game, 12-14. And you're thinking, what is going on here? Melbourne's got all the momentum. Oh, you're like, we're going to collapse here. We're going to do it again. No. It's the Newcastle way. They held on. Thank God.
What's going on in the second half? They just fall asleep?
They're just too good in the first half, I think.
They've switched
off. It's not interesting if they play both halves like they do in the first half. They win by too much. It's not interesting.
Right.
You know?
It doesn't keep the fans on the edge of their seats.
It's just a bit boring, you know?
Something I noticed Saturday night, going past McDonald Jones, they had the big red and blue lights up there already.
Oh, getting the Knights fever ready.
Well, yeah. I think it might have been good luck.
What do you mean? Oh, okay.
I think they need to put them on before every game. Maybe they already do.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe another day before.
You hate the environment, is it? Is that what it is?
No, you know what? They're LED lights. They won't be taking that much power. Come on, Stephen.
No, well, I guess the main takeaway, though, is that Knights victorious.
That
Thank
is
God.
Great.
Come on.
Go the boys.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
Moving into the area of banning specific age groups from eateries. Of course, a bit of background here. A restaurant just down the M1 from us in Sydney there has enforced an interesting rule to try and control or at least change dining experiences for them. So, of course, taking on the no kids, no fuss, no worries approach, okay? This is definitely here for this, okay? Marrickville's Kin Dining, this is the place that it's called, has banned anyone under the age of 18 from eating dinner at the venue. So if you, you're a teenager, kids, teenagers alike, if you're under the age of 18, you cannot be let through the door at all.
Interesting.
Mm. What? That that doesn't feel right. Doesn't pass the pub test. Doesn't sit right in my gut, I don't think.
I reckon they might be onto something here because the owner has come out to say, to defend his decision, says that we've all had experiences being sat beside a screaming toddler or an impatient child or just a loud iPad, and we don't want our diners to have those potential disturbances. So they want to create a nice environment.
It's a no-kids restaurant.
Absolutely.
I'm processing this because obviously I'm going to become a father soon, and I am not sure how I feel about this. On balance, I reckon your restaurant, your rules.
Right. Okay.
And here's why I'm thinking that. Because sometimes you might just want, now I'm so excited to meet my, you know, child coming into the world, but there's some points where you might just want a night off. Where, you know, you've hired like a babysitter or something to take care of the little one, who I'm sure will be the best kid in the world and all
right,
that.
Right, yeah.
But there might be sometimes when you just want an evening off. And then if you've paid for that babysitter and then sat next to you is a screaming toddler who just screams all night, you might think, that's not the best money I've spent. I want to go to a child-free restaurant. Mm. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, it gives you a
little
break.
What is wrong with that, Stephen?
Well, I guess, you know, you're in a very fortunate position. Unfortunately for a lot of people, babysitting is not such an easy option. cost of living's really hurting at the moment, you might not have family around, mm. all those kind of factors add up to where, you know, you are stuck with a kid with you. If you still want to have a nice meal, you should be able to enjoy it as a family.
Oh, go to another restaurant.
I was about to say that.
There's
yeah.
heaps of restaurants available, and I think it's fine if you want to say in your restaurant, this is a, you know, a quiet, nice, quiet dining experience.
But the problem is, you say there's heaps of restaurants,
yeah.
but it starts with one restaurant banning kids. And then another looks at that and goes, that's a good idea. And they ban it as well. And then another bans it. This is a gateway to kids not being able to eat at all at any restaurant.
Oh, I think that is just outrageous. You can't
feels like
say
a stretch.
That.
It feels is. Like a stretch that this is a gateway restaurant.
I don't know. You worry that it's going to make its way up the M1 and all of a sudden we have all these, you know, beautiful places where you can dine in our region. You lose that and, you know, kids can't go there anymore.
All right, so basically, split in studio. Crevo, you and I say it might be okay to actually ban these kids from the restaurant, but Stephen, you say it's stupid.
All right, 4967...
Not so many words.
4967-4105. Is it right or wrong to have kid-free restaurants where they're banned from eating?
Trish in Rutherford. Good morning, Trish. How are you going?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great, great. So what are your thoughts on this debate here, Trish?
Listen, going back years ago, there used to be a restaurant in East Bay. It was a Chinese restaurant that opened from Wednesday through to Sunday.
Sure.
And every Saturday night was the adult night. You could go out there without your kids.
Yeah.
And you could have, like, a night out, like, just the adults and stuff. And they did it one night a week.
Were you for or against this, Trish?
I think one night a week's all right, but I had kids of my own, and I used to like to be able to take them out for tea and all that. So yeah,
you still haven't answered. So, are you for or against? Do you think it's right or wrong?
I think you should be able to do it.
Okay,
okay.
One for Excellent. Team. Okay, it was tough to get there, but we got there in the end. Now, this is unbelievable. From one Trish to another Trish. Trish at the entrance. This is Trishception. What are your thoughts on this?
I think there should be kid-free restaurants. I've had three children, brought them up.
Yeah.
And if I choose not to sit around children anymore, that's my choice.
Absolutely.
Anymore. You still need to sit around them when you get home, yeah, Trish?
Yes.
No more than my legal requirement. Thank you very much. My quota. We're going to Killingsworth. Sue, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think it's right or wrong?
No, I think it's right. I'm with second Trish. First Trish and second Trish.
You're with the Trishes.
Option.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right.
Okay.
So you're saying just eat somewhere else if you want to take the kids.
Lots of places out there now that catered for children and families, and you should have the option to go and have a nice, relaxing dinner.
There you go.
I refute the idea that you can't have a relaxing night out with kids involved. Everyone seems to think that they're, like, mutually exclusive.
Well, 100% of callers are agreeing with us, and 66% of callers call Trish. So I think that's winning on winning. Only local winners here, in fact, on UFM.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So, of course, footage of this barber who let this guy fall, the tradie fall asleep while after having a haircut.
3 hours or something like that, they reckon he was conked out for.
Yeah, it's gone viral. Everyone's seen this, right, over the weekend. 7 million views on TikTok. That's quite a lot. Who knew? It happened right here in our very own Newcastle, Barber Industries, Westfield Katara.
Did it really?
Westfield Katara? Whereabouts is that? Where's the barber?
Look, I don't know, to be
Second
honest.
Second level, maybe?
Maybe. Around the team, what are your thoughts? If you were the person that fell asleep and they let you sleep for 3 hours.
I'm blowing up.
Would you?
Wake me up once the haircut's done. Wake me up.
What about you, Ari? You happy to be left sleeping, or do you think you should have been woken?
It would have been really awkward when you woke up after such a long time, but I think it's great. Like, do a service for someone. Let them sleep while they're relaxed and comfortable.
You know, it's happened over the weekend. Imagine, you know, wants to put on a Sunday roast or something.
And now he can't.
Oh, I got to put the roast in. He couldn't, you know.
And you have to smile for the cameras because they've been filming you the whole time.
Yeah,
and your neck would be so sore sleeping in that position. It's like over the back of the chair.
Yeah, I think I have to agree. I think I want to be woken up.
If I wanted to sleep, I would continue sleeping. I can do that from the comfort of my own home.
Oh, look, the barber was just trying to be nice.
I agree. There was no malice in it, I don't think.
No.
But for future reference, if I'm ever sleeping at the barbershop...
And listen carefully, Westfield Katara, to the, you know, the
wake
barber there.
Wake me up, please.
Stephen wants to be woken. Good to know.
In the back end of 2023, and certainly to start 2024... Run clubs have exploded.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, biggest thing ever.
Absolutely everywhere at the moment. To the disdain of our producer, Scott the Chippy Frappel, he's had a bit of a rivalry with run clubs just because he's trying to do his hot girl walk around Throsby Creek.
Yeah.
And they get in his way, you know.
Yeah.
Take up the whole path, the whole area, whatever. You're a bit of a runner yourself, aren't you, Ari?
I am. And let me tell you, his anger is not misplaced because, like you say, you know, they take up the whole footpath, right? So you have to either move for them because they won't move for you.
So are you a solo runner then? You never catch yourself in a club? No.
Oh, thanks.
That makes sense. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a freak.
No, I love a team sport, but no, I have to be a solo runner. And it's just much easier. You get in and out different places. You know,
whatever
you
like.
Anyone else. Yeah.
Well, cool. It seems like around the team, we don't really like run gloves that much because they wind me up as well. And I get it, you know, you're allowed to be healthy, but don't be in my face about it. I think that's what winds me up about run gloves, you know. It's the whole, oh, it helps me unwind and, you know, blow off some steam and releases endorphins.
They kind of make you feel bad about yourself. It's like, oh, these people are going out and doing the most with their exercise and here I am just driving past, you know.
I get it. You run. Anyway, it turns out now that it might not be as good as for you as first believed, right? So according to a new Ohio State University study, a gentle run can actually make you feel more enraged.
More angry. So it's increasing the anger.
So US researchers, have analysed more than 150 tests involving over 10,000 participants.
That's a good sample size. That's not playing around.
Yes.
Now, they've tried to figure out what, I guess, activities best reduce anger.
Okay.
So they've found that practicing deep breathing, mindfulness, meditation, yoga, all that kind of stuff helps reduce stress.
Because it puts you to sleep.
However, some activities, such as jogging or venting, made people even angrier.
So jogging is actually the problem here. Maybe we need to ban jogging.
So the author of it, Brad Bushman, he said, "I really think we need to bust the myth that if you're angry, you should blow off steam. Despite what popular wisdom may suggest, even going for a run is not an effective strategy because it increases arousal levels and ends up being counterproductive."
Increases arousal levels. That is interesting language.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, I don't think that would be the right word to use. Endorphins. Endorphins. That's what it's meant to increase.
Well, it's increased arousal levels, according to the study. It's
so
science.
After you go for a run, you're ready for a fight. Instead of being nice and relaxed.
Well, get you,
absolutely not.
Makes you angrier with the world.
Hey, what can I do? I can't go against science. My hands are tired, Ari.
Oh.
If it was up to me, I'd be running every single day after the show. But I've got to take the, you know, science presented to me.
Because you run quite a bit. How often do you run?
About 6 days a week.
Do you feel angrier after?
Absolutely not. I feel more awake, for one. So I feel energized. I feel like I have a better mood, so I'm nicer to people. I don't want to fight people.
I think you're reading your feelings wrong. This research says you are angry, actually, Ari. So.
And we can't argue against science, can we? Them's the rules.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Well, we can pretty much go now. We're done for the day.
Yes. All right, let's do it.
Oh, we do have to do a little bit of housekeeping beforehand.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
We do have plenty of prizes to give away. Of course, we are the station with only local winners. Double pass to the Spiegel Tent in Newcastle to see Limbo the Return, which is happening Civic Park from April 3 right through to May 5.
Oh, so keen.
Who do we want to give it to? Caller of the day.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Spin the wheel. I think it should go to Debbie in Roman Terrace.
Hey, congratulations.
We're looking for Newcastle's fussiest eater. Her husband eats nothing but Wheaties.
Yeah, cereal for dinner every single day.
Cereal eater, if you will.
cereal eater. There you go.
Have a great day, everyone. Anyone up to anything exciting this afternoon? Stephen, you had a big weekend. Can I guess that a nap is on the agenda?
Very much looking forward to a nap. What about you, Ari?
Oh, I might have to make you green juice and toss it over to you. No, I'm doing a bit of shopping. I've got quite the week planned with my partner and also my family. So, yeah, getting prepared for that.
Lovely. Good stuff.
What are you up to, Kribo?
Probably a bit of...
Don't care. Yeah, yeah, there's going to be a temptation right there at the time.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.